Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
16506.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Well, what I'm calling for is I have a credit card charge on my bill, and it lists you people as the one billing me. Could you tell me a little bit about that, please?
We service over 300-plus companies, sir, so if you have a charge, I would have to locate an account, and then at that time I can tell you who's charging you and why.
Okay. I have no account.
Okay. If you have a charge, then we have your information in our system. May I please have the first and last name?
Timothy McGraw.
I do thank you for that. And can you verify the Angel Court address for me?
Yes, that's correct. 3014.
I do thank you for that. And I did locate an account for our meal plan app. It's an app that you download that provides you with different recipe ideas. Now, did you take a survey to win a Shell gas card?
I think I started it and stopped it. I never gave any approval for anything.
Yes, sir. Well, that's how we would have your credit or debit card in our system because it went through.
Okay.
So once you submitted that, what happened is we tell you that you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions,
isn't that a bit fraudulent?
No, sir, because everything is listed within the terms and conditions in reference to that.
Okay, but I've gotten nothing for the charge on my credit card. What are you offering?
A meal plan app that provides you with different recipe ideas. So that's what you're being billed.
Recipes is what you're saying then?
Yes, sir. It's a meal plan app.
And why have I not received that?
You'd have to download it. When you were charged, we sent you an email confirming your account. So you'd have had to go to the website and download the app so you'd be able to receive those recipes.
And how long is this bill going to continue to charge the credit card?
Well, it would have been, it's monthly if the account is not canceled.
Okay. All right. You've told me enough. I mean, I already have a fraudulent charge against this company through my credit card.
Okay, so you've already started the dispute process.
I've started a dispute, sure. Because I knew nothing at all about this. And to me, and I know it's not you, you're just an employee. But if you have any clout whatsoever, I mean, this is so fraudulent, it's unbelievable.
I would suggest that you do if you would like your money back, because filing a dispute is not going to warrant your refund. You can give us a call back with them on the line, and if they confirm that the dispute can be dropped, then we can issue you the full refund. On our website, we tell you we're a money-back guarantee company, but once a dispute is started, we cannot issue any refunds. If your financial institution contact us and we have to give them the terms and conditions, then they're going to deem that the charge is valid and place your account in chargeback. And once that happens, we cannot issue any refunds on your account.
Okay, so you're saying I have to have the dispute claim and me call you people together?
Yes, you have to contact us with you have to do a conference call.
Okay, good enough. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.